playhouse. I oversee the day-to-day operations and everything that goes along with keeping the playhouse running, recruiting the volunteers, the books, every, you know, you name it, I've got a hand in it.
Great. And so what, and I've been there briefly, and it was a very fun and inviting atmosphere because you've got Gigi's Fit, you've got literacy, you've got exercise, you've got, I think, job training, you've got all kinds of stuff going on there, right?
We are working on bringing in a job training program. Okay. The job training program is called GGU, and that requires a whole other, like, outfit to get there. We're halfway there, but we've got to continue fundraising the money to get it there, because to launch the program is pretty, you know.
Yeah, well, let's go. I've got so many questions, and yeah. I'm attacking you, of course.
Go for it.
But let's take a step back and talk about how GGU started and who started it and why.
Gigi's was started by a woman named Nancy Gianni. She had, the first playhouse was founded 17 years ago in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago. And it started with the birth of her daughter, Gigi. Gigi started 16 years ago. Gigi herself just turned 17. I always flip those in
my
head.
That's all right.
And really it came down to, she was always hearing the negativity. Gigi won't, Gigi won't, Gigi won't. Stop telling me my daughter won't do things that her older siblings can do. She will get there. It might take her a little longer, but she will get there. So the first playhouse really was a social center, a place for people to come together, to share their resources, to network, and just learn how to celebrate the individuals with Down syndrome and their family, where they can learn to become leaders. And over the years, we've evolved into what we are now as an achievement center, offering all the different programs.
Yeah, and so Gigi was her fourth child, right? And she's
yes.
kind of thrown for a loop, right?
I believe Gigi was an at-birth diagnosis. So,
oh,
yes,
okay.
She didn't know that she was having a child with Down syndrome until she came along.
Right, and then when I was researching for this talk today, I noticed that she wrote a book.
Yes.
And I'm dying to get it. So it's Generation G.
Called Generation G, and Generation G is is a movement that Gigi's itself is behind as an organization. And the idea is that you're going to stand up for others who can't always stand up for themselves. And this tagline that goes with it is, you can see in my shirt, be accepting, be generous, be kind.
Aww.
And